steaks, chops, and poultry 2 to 3 days, and a roast in 3 to 5 days. Now remember, these are recommended limits for storing foods in the refrigerator. If you don't get around to serving them within the time limit, they'll undoubtedly still be good to eat, but they might possibly lose some of the flavor and quality that you paid good money for at your supermarket. I hope you'll look for Miracle White Fabric Softener when you go to the supermarket today or tomorrow. Get some and give it a try. It's economical because it's so concentrated. Just one capful is all that's needed. It's Miracle White Fabric Softener in the bright blue plastic bottle.
What a salesman you are. Say, if your family goes for good desserts, you're off your rocker if you don't try new Mighty Fine Whole Egg Custards. Creamy, delicious, old-fashioned egg custard just like Granny used to bake, brought up to date, which means you don't have to bake them at all, not even for pie filling. Everything, including the whole egg, is right in the box. Just add milk in a saucepan, bring to a boil, chill and serve. That whole egg is a Mighty Fine exclusive, and so are the three great custard flavors, vanilla, coconut, and caramel. And while you're at it, enter Mighty Fine's You're Off Your Rocker sweepstakes. Send us your name and address in the front panel from any box of Mighty Fine Whole Egg Custard or on a plain piece of paper on which you've printed the words Mighty Fine Whole Egg Custard. You could win a handsome Boston maple rocking chair, one of 10 Westinghouse transistor radios we're giving away. Make your entry to Mighty Fine, care of WCCO Radio, Minneapolis or St. Paul. Enter as often as you like, but each entry must be mailed in a separate envelope. But enter today for sure, because Monday the contest ends. We'll hold a drawing and give the names of the people who will be on the rockers on Monday. It's 29 degrees in the Twin Cities at noon. This is Nash with you on Friday, January 20th, 1967. DeHaven coming in now with Good Neighbor Time. I'll see you at 12:30 with the noontime news. And I'll see you tonight in White Bear. What a jolt. Well, he left one thing out. This is the station with studios in St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830 WCCO. You mentioned White Bear, though, about 50 times.
Good morning.
Hello there, Amsterdam.
Still morning, by golly. No, we missed it by a minute.
Yes, sir. Have a chair, will you?
Why not?
In fact, you can take a break now that you've...
Now that I said hello, I can get out of here, right?
You've done 10 seconds.
Hey, I just want to tell you, the weather outdoors is beautiful.
Isn't it great? Look at the new temperature, Maury.
How do you like that?
29 degrees.
It's gorgeous out. Really is. Took
sure.
A little walk. Beautiful.
Well, you're seeing the other side of our country now, Morris.
I'm going to go in and defrost.
All right, old boy. And what I'll do is put on the first 5 minutes of Good Neighbor Time. Have to think here after Amsterdam sweeps through. DeKalb is the sponsor, commercial producers and distributors of DeKalb seed corn, DeKalb chicks, and DeKalb hybrid sorghum. This is a roundup of weather information and highway information, as you, over the long period of time, have come to expect from DeKalb. It's getting warmer throughout CCO land, as our special reporter just told you. The mercury already is at the 50-degree mark at Rapid City, South Dakota. And the Twin Cities forecast has just been revised to show a high this afternoon of near 35. The only snow in the next day or so will be scattered in the northern portions. I had the report a moment ago that Dennis Blennis is waiting to give us the highway information from AAA. So, Dennis, ring out.
Thank you, Bob. Good afternoon, motorists. Warmer temperatures will be melting the ice and compacted snow off highways in the five-state area this weekend, and driving should improve. Present streets in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, as well as other downs and cities in our region, are snow-packed and slippery. Residential streets are particularly difficult to navigate, with wide snow banks narrowing the traveling lanes. A rag and bottle of windshield cleaner will be handy additions again today. Minnesota highways are mostly clear this noon, although there was light snow in the northwestern portion overnight. The greatest driving problem continues to be in the southwestern corner near Marshall, Minnesota. Ice caused by rain has not been completely broken up, and travel is still slower than normal. Wisconsin highways have frequent slippery spots in the north and central portions, while the balance of the state, including interstate routes, are clear. In Iowa, driving in the Esterville area is over 50% icy highways. Occasional icy spots are reported throughout the northern portion of that state. South Dakota highways have slippery spots in the protected areas and in the Black Hills, while North Dakota reports icy conditions in the northwestern corner, including Interstate 94 from the Montana line to a few miles west of New Salem. And that's it. That's your up-to-the-minute AAA Road Report. This is Dennis Blennis from the offices of the Automobile Club of Minneapolis, returning you to WCCO.
DeKalb XL corn varieties have taken a lot of the worry out of raising a corn crop.
XL is the big name for big yields. These strictly modern varieties are bred tough to fight blight, borers, and stalk rot. DeKalb XL varieties are bred shorter with strong shanks. They're bred to take thick planting in narrow rows, bred to utilize high fertility to produce solid, well-filled ears of sound, heavy grain. So even though you can't control the weather, you can depend on the big yield potential that's bred into DeKalb XLs. Watch that outstanding DeKalb performance this season. And next time, plant all DeKalb XLs, the big name and big yielding corn varieties. DeKalb is a registered brand name, and XL numbers are variety designations. Weather state by state. North Dakota getting warm there, partly cloudy through tomorrow with a few showers or light snow showers this afternoon. Warmer today and tonight, but locally colder in the northwest. Colder in the north, mild in the south tomorrow. Lows tonight mostly 5 to 32, some local below zero readings in the northwest. Fargo has 13 degrees, Minot 41, and Bismarck 25. South Dakota, partly to occasionally cloudy this afternoon through tomorrow. Warmer through tonight, continued mild tomorrow. Lows tonight 25 to 35 degrees. The Rapid City report again 50 degrees. Huron has 36 and Sioux Falls 37. Iowa's report, partly cloudy and warmer this afternoon through tomorrow. Strong shifting winds. Low tonight in the 20s in the northeast to the 30s in the southwest. Mason City, 33 degrees. Wisconsin weather reported by DeKalb. Partly cloudy and warmer this afternoon through tomorrow. Lows tonight in the 20s in the north and 26 to 32 in the south. Highs tomorrow in the 30s in the north and the 40s in the south. Wausau has 19, La Crosse 30, Eau Claire 20. Minnesota, partly cloudy this afternoon through tomorrow. Chance of light snow or freezing rain in the north this afternoon and tonight. Considerably warmer this afternoon and tonight, turning colder in the northwest tomorrow. Lows tonight 5 to 15 in the north and 15 to 25 in the south of Minnesota. Alexandria, 13 degrees, St. Cloud 14, Redwood Falls 30, Rochester 26, International Falls has snow and 5, Duluth cloudy and 14. Twin Cities, partly cloudy to cloudy, considerably warmer this afternoon through tomorrow. Southeasterly winds at 10 to 20. High this afternoon near 35 degrees and tomorrow the same. Low both nights 20. Possibility of precipitation this afternoon 5%, tonight 20%, and tomorrow 10%. Well, DeKalb has finished another week of broadcasting for you. Commercial producers and distributors of DeKalb seed corn.
Make a lunch the kids will love, Mom. Good hot Campbell's chicken noodle soup and a sandwich.
Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
Georgia Girl on this Good Neighbor Time, which we'll feature in about 10 minutes. The Snowmobile King, or at least he's the king until he tries it this afternoon, in a special exhibition, Maury Amsterdam. Here are these Twin City readings, which I didn't give you a moment ago. Temperature is 29, wind south at 9, humidity 69, barometer 29.55, and falling. So it's failing here, but it's falling. Barometer never fails. 10 minutes after 12 o'clock.
You know, the weatherman read the thermometer and then read his forecast and found out that the thermometer had gone over the forecast and he revised it.
That's what a weatherman's for.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
As far as I'm concerned, there's no other cigarette. Larks.
Have a lark today.
Sure, I smoke them. I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Only Lark's filter has two outer sections plus an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
There is nothing like the taste of lark.
There's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark.
There's nothing like a lark. Nothing that tastes so good.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark. Have a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette. Have one.
You know, on a day like this, you could do that. It's nice enough for a picnic, isn't it? Jim Hill here with a bit of farm news brought to you by Smith Douglas Fertilizer and your singing Smith Douglas dealers, Rod Wolstead at the Harmony Feed and Fuel Company at Harmony, Minnesota, Bob Cans of Lewiston Feed and Produce at Lewiston, Minnesota, and Bill Bickness of Bickness Elevator at Wyckoff. Your Smith Douglas dealers who are going to sing about spring is here.
Increase the yields from your field. Watch your profits swell with Smith Douglas Fertilizer. The only one with prep. Depend on Smith Douglas quality and integrity. Your crops will grow, you make more dough. Yes, sirree. Smith Douglas Fertilizer with trail. Yes, sirree.
Well, that is a good springtime song, and you will see those springtime crops start off great, too, when you've used the Smith Douglas. Prices of everything we buy seem to be going up. Prices for grain and livestock also going up. But have the prices you get for farm goods gone up enough to meet your increased costs? University of Illinois economist Larry Simrell says that depends. Sometimes inflation increases your income faster than it increases your costs, and sometimes costs go up faster. Now, in 1966, the prices you received went up about 1% more than the prices you paid. Now, this difference is about 1% better than the last 2 years, but otherwise it's the poorest record we've had since World War II. Most of us enjoy a variety of imported foods as well as Minnesota-grown products daily. And what would happen to our well-balanced diets if the system of rapid food transportation on which these imports depend was suddenly disrupted? And Minnesotans are extremely fortunate. Essentially, nothing would happen to their diets. A wholesome, well-balanced diet can be easily maintained, relying entirely on our own agricultural output. In fact, our school children have already experienced such all Minnesota food meals. For the third year, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture and the School Lunch Division of the Department of Education have joined hands with the school lunch personnel to salute Minnesota's agricultural abundance with a Minnesota Products Day. Now, on January 25, next Wednesday, many Minnesota schools will serve special menus composed entirely of Minnesota products. And whether they feature beef, pork, fish, or turkey, canned vegetables, macaroni products, potatoes, eggs, or apples, we know that the quality and the taste can't be beaten. In fact, Bloomington's high school, Kennedy Senior High School, is going to be selected for a special program on Wednesday to point up all the fine products we have in Minnesota. Big ceremonies, big displays there, and golly, I'd like to be there to enjoy those meals. Well, Smith Douglas is glad to have had a part in producing some of these fine products that we enjoy each noontime. In fact, 3-4 times a day, looking at Maury Amsterdam, I think 5 or 6 times a day, he's got a little Dunlop disease. His stomach's Dunlopping right over his belt there. But have you had the soil tested on your farm? Unless you conserve, you know, and maintain the fertility level on your farm, by returning enough fertilizer, poor yields, poor crops, and poor profits sure to follow. Protect this all-important crop-producing power by supplying enough Smith Douglas Pelliform Fertilizer with Trell. Smith Douglas Fertilizer aids the decomposition of residues in the moist root-feeding zone of the soil. Trell, Smith Douglas's exclusive formula of trace elements, included to help prevent a trace element shortage. So have that soil tested this spring and see your Smith Douglas dealer, Rod Wolstead at Harmony Feed and Fuel at Harmony, Minnesota, Bob Cans, Lewiston Feed and Produce, Lewiston, Minnesota, Bill Bickness at Bickness Elevator, Wyckoff, Minnesota, your Smith Douglas dealer. Well, Bob, I see you've been to the newsroom. You returned from there, and somebody sitting behind me wants to get on the show.
Hold him off till I make these two of
them. He's the new temporary general manager of Good Neighbor Time?
Yes, that's right. His portfolio is exhausted as of today, but Maury will be here in a minute. 15 after 12, temperature is 29. The Knights of Columbus Drum and Bugle Corps of Waconia will sponsor a benefit dance starting at 9 o'clock tonight at the Paradise Ballroom in Waconia. Men of Anoka, Minnesota Methodist Church will serve a pancake supper at the church this evening, with proceeds going to the church's Boy Scout troop. They'll be serving from 5 until 9. Send them in. Tomorrow afternoon, the Old Log Theater in Excelsior will give a special performance for students of the current mystery comedy, Catch Me If You Can. The play will start at 2 o'clock, costs $1.25 to get in. Call the Old Log for reservations.
Texas Sweet Ruby Red Grapefruit. Have you discovered that famous flavor? Just cut into the golden thin skin and see the ruby red sparkle beneath. Then take care, for it's brimming with sweet juice. Now, spoon out a bite and taste. Mmm, what flavor. Yes, the rare flavor's the secret of why they're so extra good. Texas Sweet, Ruby Red Grapefruit. Sweeter by nature.
What's your question, Maury?
I said, who was the fellow I was listening to on the station a little while ago? Said that the endearing words like honey and dearie and sweetheart and stuff.
Alan Gray.
Alan Gray, I thought that was him. He said they're a thing of the past. Well, I don't know why. That's because he said they're in such common usage. You pick up a phone, you say to the telephone operator, honey, get me this and this number and sweetheart.
Well, lost and, their meaning,
eh? Well, in my family, we call everybody pussycat. So just think up your own endearing charm. You know, it gives you a chance to get out on your own.
I call my wife Hurricane Hat because she rides a motorcycle and there's never been a hurricane named Hat. And her real name is Harriet.
Hattie. Well, yes. Hattie is, I know, is an abbreviation.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you don't say, hello, Hurricane Hat. You do that when you walk in the house?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Then I duck. Maury.
What?
I passed you speaking to a friend of a friend out here in the lobby.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, you said, I started in 1932. I don't know that I quote you exactly right, with Al Pierce.
I didn't start. I started long before that, but I was with Al Pierce and his gang from 1932 to 1937.
And that originated on the West Coast?
Yep. It was. We originated in San Francisco, and in those days it was called the Happy-Go-Lucky Hour, every afternoon from 2 to 3. And then when we migrated and changed networks down into Los Angeles, we became the Al Pierce Gang.
Pierce was the MC. Who were some of the other people whose names would be recognized or remembered?
Well, Tizzy Lish was very popular, yeah. Remember? Bill Comstock did that. Norman Nielsen, Tony Romano, The Three Cheers, Arlene Harris, who is still working and doing a lot of television in California.
What
and
kind
Mabel
of a turn
Todd.
Did you do on those shows?
Well, when I first started with Al Pierce, I used to do a character called Here I Am, You Lucky People. I used to come on the air. I did a real egotistical guy like, oh, I've had a very difficult morning. I was moved into a new apartment, and it's such tiring work putting up pictures of myself all day and getting mirrors all over the wall.
Good.
And I gradually found out it was a funny idea to start with, but then people like to think of you as a person, as a real person, and I gradually dropped that and kind of became myself. And it was a fun show to do. We were with them. Really, if I believe that had the show stayed on the air, because in those days, particularly on the West Coast, we had probably 150 Nielsen, if there was such a thing in those days, because everybody listened to our show. And I think if the show had stayed on the air through the years, it would have probably remained one of the popular shows of all time.
When you mention the character you created on Al Pierce's gang, the Big Shot,
yeah,
have you seen this non-book, which came out around Christmas time, and I had it here and read some of these things on the air? It's called The Big Shot's Notebook?
No.
Well, it's his desk pad with reminders to himself.
Oh.
And these are all funny, as you might guess. And
probably
says,
to build up your own ego, is
that's
it?
Right. Phone J. Paul Getty and tell him no.
That's a funny idea.
And tell Cable Onassis and tell him I don't want to go on a boat ride this weekend. And you could write it yourself.
Yeah, sure. Call the government and say I'm not paying income tax this year. Use your own money.
Or tell me how much you want, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
I have another question for you. I hope this is all right with you to proceed with a couple of questions.
Sure, good day for it.
Some time ago, I saw a show called Rosalie. Starred Jack Donahue and Marilyn Miller in the New Amsterdam Theater in New York City.
On the roof on 42nd Street.
Well, I don't remember where it was.
That's where I was. The New Amsterdam Theater was there. As a matter of fact, I used to do a radio show from there.
And it was old when it started, I suppose.
Well,
any connection between that name and your name?
No, except the Flo Ziegfeld had his shows up there on the New Amsterdam roof. It was very famous for many, many years. No, actually, my name, I'm one of those daredevils who took the time to contact the Department of Heraldry and check on my background, you know, my forebears, and I found out that our family, believe it or not, originally came from Spain. And at the time of the Inquisition, they moved on to Holland, and in those days, nobody had a last name. They named you after the city or the section where you came from, like you'd be Max of Minneapolis or Joe of St. Paul,
mm-hmm.
And our name became, whatever it was, Van Amsterdam, which means of Amsterdam.
So your forebears are Spanish and Dutch.
And Dutch. And then when they migrated to Holland, they dropped the van. I guess it was too much moving to carry a moving van around.
I used to believe that I had a French name, and I suppose I picked that out because D.E. sounds French, and also that might be kind of classy to have a French background, but it's Dutch.
You never know. Like, my wife was always under the impression that her background was Irish because her name was Patrick, and we found out it was really Scotch. And with Kirkpatrick.
When is Mrs. Amsterdam appearing on the air? I heard
on on our phone call show, on our two-way radio deal this afternoon. Yes,
that'll be a good deal because people become interested in show personalities, as everyone knows, and then they want to know about the family.
Well, I'm very lucky. I got a wife who's a doll. She's a little effeminate, but very sweet. And we've got a couple of great kids, and I'm a very fortunate guy.
I heard you early in the week, in context of what you're talking about, say that you don't smoke or drink.
That's right.
And I'm not here to build up your ego, but I want to compliment you on that. Certainly saves a lot of trouble and a lot of rest and a lot of heartbreak. And
Well, the main reason...
with a lot of good health.
Well, and the main reason being that people have never learned the art of moderation. I think you can drink, you can smoke. If you do it in moderation, there's no problem. But people get a little drunk with power, and they get drunk with booze, too.
The very nature of those two habits induces a person to go on and do a little bit more, thinking that the rewards are going to get bigger, but the rewards get smaller.
I guess they do, but it's just too bad how many lovely homes and careers and marriages have been wrecked on account of a bottle of booze, and I don't think it's that important. I think life and living it and making others happy as well as yourself is too important.
Show people work odd hours, too. You're working at nights in St. Paul and on the days on WCCO radio. And if you aren't a sober guy who can sleep any time and get up and work any time, you'd soon be out of the big time, I would guess.
Well, I'll tell you something. People say to me, well, gee, working in nightclubs and being all over, don't you have to drink to be sociable?
Oh, no.
And that's the worst excuse I ever heard. Because if you sit down, say, for luncheon with somebody, and you have a cup of coffee and they have a cup of tea, does that make you unsociable? What difference does it make? If they want to drink booze and you want to drink ginger ale, that's your business. Doesn't make that much difference.
Yes, and you don't have to be under the influence to be funny. In fact, the person who does thinks he's funny, and he gradually becomes less and less funny, or amusing.
He's funny to himself, but to nobody else.
Yes, he's a little far out because of the alcohol, and to him... He thinks he's doing pretty well, and if his audience is smiling or laughing, they're only being nice.
To show you how unused I am to any kind of liquor, the doctor once said to me, he says, you're a fellow who's busy and running all the time. He says, why don't you have a glass of sherry before dinner? So I tried it, and you know what happened? I fell asleep. Here comes the fellas with the crash helmets. I guess we're all set for the snow ride, huh?
What time does that take place this
1 o'clock,
Maury?
Or as soon as we get out here, about maybe one, between 1 and 10 after, over on the mall.
You know what you're getting into? Has it been explained to you?
Well, I've been told about it, but I've never seen a snowmobile.
You're going to have an expert driver.
Mr. Howe, the winner
of last year, and you'll be a rider.
They tell me that was quite a race. They said that he was running second up until about the last 20 miles, and then he came in the winner.
So it'll be fun for you to meet him, and be people over there to see you, and you're going to make
my wife's podcast. Coming over there with me, too. She wants to take a ride.
Well, you're fitting into the background of the Twin Cities in an expert manner, Maury. This is the last time we'll meet on the air, and I want to thank you for appearing and adding so much laughter and life to our week's broadcasting.
Well, may I tell you, I was explaining to the boys that I had forgotten the fun that you can have in radio. You know, I've been doing television now since 1939. I started with experimental television, but this is great. It really is. You can just, it's like talking to your neighbors.
That's the way it is, and that's the way we got where we are, I guess, just talking to our neighbors. It's flexible and fun, and although we do look at the clock now and then, we don't have to stand here and look in this camera or shake when they hold up a sign.
Well, sometimes they're so busy setting up camera angles and shots that you forget that the sum and substance of the program is entertainment, yeah. And you forget what you have to do.
I did a show that was scheduled for 13 weeks and lasted only 7, and we never had a dress rehearsal.
Incidentally, I'll be on WCCO television on Wednesday at 4 o'clock co-hosting the Mike Douglas Show, which we taped a couple of weeks ago. It's a very cute show with a fine actor named George Segal and Sherry Lewis and myself.
It'll be kind of George Segal. He was in the Virginia Woolf.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Real nice guy and a good banjo player. You're going to be surprised.
Right?
Yeah, he plays banjo on the show and everything.
Well, all right, Maury, you'll have to stop now because I'm going to put on the markets before the news.
Good.
Good luck. Time for Land O'Lakes Noon Livestock Summary, brought to you by your Land O'Lakes dealers of the Northwest, your one-stop service center for formula feeds, quality seed, and plant food. Here's Bob Carlson.
Righto, Robert, and here in South St. Paul, we've got a bearish trend that developed in our Friday livestock trade all the way through, and this was particularly evident in the hog division as those hog prices ranged 25 cents to 50 cents to 75 cents to as much as a dollar lower. And once again, it was the farmer's own hog that served as the price-depressing leverage because most of that bearishness stemmed from a rather marked increase in the number of hogs coming direct to packers from those country buying points. And as a result, that 21.25 top that we had in yesterday's trade sagged down to a $20.75 extreme top today. Most of the average to good hogs, 19.75 to 20.25, with late sales toward the low end of that range. Then we had action in the dealings in the cattle division was pretty much of a steady go. We had these choice grade slaughter steers from 24.75 to 25.75. The choice heifers 24 to 24.5. Actually, those well-finished steers still quotable up there in the $26 money, and the well-finished heifers quotable up around 25. And it was a steady go on the cows and the bulls and on the veal calves. But then in the sheep and lamb division, we found the slaughter lambs mostly a half a dollar lower. And again, those buyers bearish on those lambs over 105 pounds. But those choice and prime wool lambs under 105 pounds, 22.5 to 23, with the 65 to 85 pound choice and fancy feeding lambs going from 23 to around 23.50. Then we had an uneven trade with sales ranging unevenly 25 cents to 50 cents lower in the dealings in our Friday stocker and feeder action auction. The sales on the feeder calves unevenly steady to 50 cents lower, with the quality of the offerings considerably plainer than we've seen in recent weeks. But we'll talk more about that when we come back here right after the noontime news. But right now, let's hurry back to Bob DeHaven. Bob?
Keep them growing, growing, growing with land old lace. Get them going, going, going with land old lace. Land old lace feed, fertilizer, and seed. That's what it takes.
And yes, that's what you need.
To keep them growing, growing, growing. Get them going with land old lace.
From Land O'Lakes and only from Land O'Lakes, instant calf milk replacer. It practically mixes by itself. Research proves that two-week-old calves raised on Land O'Lakes calf milk replacer gain weight five times faster and require only one-fifth as much feed per pound of gain as calves raised on a 50% cereal, 50% milk calf milk replacer. Land O'Lakes calf milk replacer is an all-milk product milk replacer, rich in milk sugars, milk proteins, and added fats, the very nutrients young calves must have. And now it's instantized, easier to use than ever. See your Land O'Lakes dealer today for all the facts about new Land O'Lakes calf milk replacer.
Keep them growing, growing, growing. Get them going with Land O'Lakes.
Where every cent of earnings comes back to the farmer.
Second Minneapolis Grain Bulletin, spring wheat up one, winter wheat up one, soybeans up one. We'll broadcast the final changes at 1:35. Country paying prices, eggs, grade A large, 27 to 30, grade A medium and grade B, 22 to 25, grade C and smalls, 15 to 18. 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Dow Jones averages 30 industrials, 843.42, down 3.02, 20 rails, 225.88, up 0.19. 15 utilities, 139.88, down 0.11. 65 stocks, 303.63, down 0.50. Total, 5,220,000 shares. Today, right now, going on, is a special event at the Fairfax Co-op Creamery at Fairfax, Minnesota. Open house, light, fluffy pancakes. Everyone is welcome. News is next on this station. It's 15 seconds before 12:30. Temperature is 29 degrees. And this is the station with studios in St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830 WCCO.
This is Jergen Nash with your noontime news, presented by the largest savings and loan association in 49 states, Twin City Federal, where savings accounts are insured for safety up to $15,000. Bobby Baker testified at his own trial today that Lyndon Johnson sent him to see the late millionaire Senator Robert Kerr in 1962 when Baker found himself in desperate financial trouble. Baker did not mention Mr. Johnson's name, but he said he went to see, as he put it, the best friend he had around the Capitol, the then vice president. Baker's attorney says he will prove that all of the $100,000 given by California savings and loan officials to Baker for senatorial campaign contributions was turned over to Kerr a few weeks before Kerr's death. Earlier today, Baker testified that the late Carol Tyler, a former secretary killed in a plane crash, was to blame for errors in tax matters that the government is using against him. The wreckage of a KC-135 tanker plane that vanished over rugged terrain northeast of Spokane yesterday has been sighted, and an Air Force spokesman says there was no sign of life. The plane had 9 persons aboard en route from Hawaii to Fairchild Air Base in Washington. Earlier, some survivors from a helicopter crash were found on 2 small rafts in the Atlantic. The Navy craft had been missing for 2 days. Reports from the scene indicate 3 men are alive, 1 dead, and a 5th missing. In another search, a U.S. Navy cruiser, 4 submarines, and more than 20 planes are combing the Eastern Caribbean for Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Currier of New York and the pilot of their private plane. The Coast Guard says a small oil slick and some debris sighted this morning are not connected with the missing plane. In seeking the best return for their money with the most safety, more and more people continue to choose Twin City Federal. Now, the facts are clear on that. Savings accounts now number over 200,000. Savings increased over $21 million last year. Twin City Federal is by far the largest savings institution in this area, the largest savings and loan association in 49 states. Save along with the thousands who choose to save with Twin City Federal. Passbook savings placed by Monday. Well, let's see, Monday. Well, that's already taken care of now. Earned from New Year's Day. The current rate was 4.5% per year. 8th and Marquette is the address in Minneapolis. 6th and Robert in St. Paul. Branch offices in Anoka, Robbinsdale, Edina, Excelsior, Southdale, Harmar Mall in Roseville, and 56th and Nicollet. Look for the famous twin clock that flashes the time and the temperature.